Okay, that's Amber and Erica, and they are twins. So you can go up and counter them. My wife actually wanted to know how to distinguish them, so she asked to look them face and face. So it's a good way so you can figure out which one's Amber and Erica. Don't ask me. So anyway, great. Awesome to have you. Our first speaker this morning comes to us from, well, originally from just outside Pittsburgh, and he's in Baltimore. That's amazing. You know the backstory of that. That's okay. We don't have to go into that, but it's great that he's here with us. He's been in Peru over the years, and now he's based in Argentina. Pastor Stan Collins.
It is good to be here.
Jó itt lenni. Wow.
Isn't it?
Nem?
Good to be here.
Jó itt lenni.
Yes.
Igen.
You know, like there is a way that seems right to a man.
Van olyan út, ami helyesnek tűnik az embernek.
There is a way that seems right to a man.
Van olyan út, ami helyesnek tűnik az embernek.
But there is a more excellent way.
De aztán van egy kiválóbb út.
Isn't that what we found?
Kiváltképpen való út. Nem ez az, amit találtunk a szolgálatban?
It was shocking to us.
Ez megdöbbentő volt számunkra.
That people loved us.
Hogy az emberek szerettek minket úgy, ahogy vagyunk.
Yeah. Once we're laughing, no.
Nevetünk most
ezen. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Tudjátok, hogy miről beszélek.
You know, and if you open to the book of Psalms,
lapozzatok a Zsoltárok könyvéhez.
On the way up here from Argentina,
utam voltam ide Argentinából.
I was watching it was a movie about Winston Churchill.
Néztem egy filmet Winston Churchill-ről.
I recommend it. It was like,
tudom, hogy láttátok-e,
you know,
ajánlom.
Often recommend movies, especially
nem
from the pulpit.
Nem ajánlok filmeket, főleg nem a pulpitustól.
But it was really good. It was only about a few days in Winston Churchill's life
as
when he became the Prime Minister of England.
He
was surrounded by basically a lot of pessimistic, actually I shouldn't say a lot, it was not so many, it was just like pessimism
among
the ones who he was with.
Azokban
and then one
az
day,
együtt
and it
volt,
was starting, I think, to wear
és,
on him.
És
and then one day he went down in the underground,
the subway. Metróba.
I think they call it the underground in London. Do they call it the underground still?
Föld alattinak hívják, vagy metrónak, mindegy.
But he went down there and he was with, he said that he never had ridden the underground
mondta,
in his life.
Még soha életében
and
nem
he's
ült
in
a
the
metrón.
Underground with the, you know, just regular people.
A metróra,
and he didn't find that pessimism,
és
but
nem
actually he found
azt a pessimizmust,
like optimism. And he found people
talált,
who,
és olyan embereket,
you know, like just regular, smiling people and genuine smiles and people who
were
saying, like, you know, he was around people who were saying, like, no, we can't win, give up.
Isn't that
what, like, that was another thing that we heard in the ministry was like, you know, like, we love you and don't quit. And by the way, like, we love you is one of the ways that we don't quit.
Az egyik Isn't módja that, annak, hogy nem
like
adjuk
you
fel.
Know you're loved,
amikor
you
tudod,
can
hogy
continue.
Szeretnek, akkor tudod folytatni.
So good.
És ez nagyon jó.
In Psalm 1,
az első
it says,
Zsoltárban az áll,
you know, blessed is the man.
Boldog ember az, vagy áldott ember.
I almost don't even want to read the rest of it.
Szinte el sem akarom olvasni
because I like that first line
többi részét,
so much.
Mert annyira tetszik a kezdete.
Blessed is the man, but this is,
boldog ember
but
az.
Well, we have to read it because
it
tells me what is the way to live a blessed life.
Hogy hogyan élhetek egy boldog, egy áldott életet.
Simple. Don't walk in the counsel of the wicked.
Ez mondja, ne járj a gonoszok tanácsán.
Don't stand in the way of sinners and don't sit in the seat of scoffers. But instead of that, your delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. And he's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. And its leaf does not wither and all that he does, he prospers. You know, when Churchill was down there with those people. I think his spirit was just being refreshed. And he had,
his
spirit was renewed, his convictions were renewed, his confidence was renewed, and he led the nation right, to a good place.
Well,
difficult
a
times. Right? Is anybody having difficult times? I look at the page with the news on the internet. I miss earthquakes and all kinds of stuff and fires
and
the city where I live. It could be flood. I didn't know about it.
Akár még maybe. Mi az árvíz is, de nem is tudok.
Because there's like so much pessimism out there.
Annyi
but we need to be wise about who we walk with. One of the things, that Churchill, he told his wife on the day that he was being made prime minister, he said,
it was like my favorite part of the movie. He said,
I should have come into power when I still had my wits of youth.
Kerülnöm, amikor még rendelkeztem az ifjúságom éles
eszével. I should have been given a microphone when I was witty.
Amikor akkor kellett volna, hogy a kezembe kerül a mikrofon, amikor még humoros voltam meg.
But he said, but then he said this awesome line.
Értelmes, és aztán ezt mondja.
We will pray that wisdom will be enough.
Hogy a bölcsesség elég legyen. Nem jó ez.
Like I'm not so witty. But
nem vág olyan jól az eszem.
Wisdom.
Remélhetőleg a bölcsesség.
To not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
Ne járjak
in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of scoffers.
Útján ne üljek a csúfolók székében, ne járjak a gonosz.
Peter.
Ne járjak meg a bűnösök útján.
In John chapter 6, when Jesus said to the multitudes were leaving him and Jesus turned to the disciples and he said,
are you guys going to
go too?
Mentek.
And don't think that they had not thought about it. Don't think that, oh no, we would never consider such a thing. Actually, Peter doesn't say we never thought about it. He said we did, but who would we go to?
We thought about it already, but
who has this?
Kinek van meg ez?
Like you have a more excellent way.
Neked egy kiváltképpen való
butad like it's a better way. It's like we were told a way. There's a way that seems right to a man, even in terms of like of being a Christian or following God. There's a way that seems right to a man to do it. And there's a way that seems right to a man to avoid sin. But there's a more excellent way, you know.
Like one of the
messages, I don't remember Pastor Schaller, but one of the messages that he preached, I don't know, some years ago, and I wrote it in my Bible, like God is not the motivator of guilty people.
Nem a bűntudatos emberek motivátora.
He is the liberator. Of guilty people.
Ő a bűntudatos embereket megszabadítja.
You know, like when you're guilty,
you know, people
sometimes use that
néha
guilt.
Az emberek kihasználják ezt a bűntudatot.
Sometimes, you know, like married couples, you know.
Házas párok,
the wife uses the guilt of the husband. The husband uses the guilt of the wife. The parents use the guilt of the children.
And
the church, God forbid, uses the guilt to motivate people.
Az emberek bűntudatát arra, hogy motiválja őket.
It's like, God is like, okay, you're guilty, but I'm not going to use that guilt to motivate you. I'm going to free.
Don't,
God, use the guilt. No, no, don't use the guilt. Free them and let them choose.
In liberty.
Free indeed.
Right?
In Luke
24,
two men after the crucifixion and after the resurrection, and they had heard about the resurrection, but they didn't see it yet. But they heard about it, but they're walking away.
És mennek elfele.
And they need, and they had voices. They each had voices, and they were using their voices, but it was like, you know, the way of scoffers. It was the way of scoffers, disciples, but in the way of scoffers.
Tanítványok voltak, de igazából olyanok voltak, mint a csúfolók.
They needed another voice.
Másik hangra volt szükségük.
Thank God we found this place.
Hála Istennek, hogy jött Jézus, és hála Istennek, hogy megtaláltuk ezt a helyet.
Thank God we found this place.
Hála Istennek, hogy megtaláltuk ezt a helyet. Hála Istennek, hogy
and you found us.
Benneteket, és ti is megtaláltatok
it's the Lord.
Minket,
it's the Lord. I mean, with us, among us.
Értem, velünk van, közöttünk van.
You know, I'm so glad.
Annyira örülök.
Like Karen and I, where are
Karen,
you, honey?
Karen, meg én, hol vagy, kedvesem?
Amazing one.
Csodálatos.
Amazing wife.
Csodálatos feleség.
Amazing team in Argentina.
Csapatunk van Argentinában.
Amazing team over the years in Peru.
És aztán az évek folyamán Peruban is az volt.
Amazing friends all over the world.
Csodálatos barátaink vannak szerte a világon.
This family.
Ez a család.
We're so thankful.
Annyira hálásak vagyunk.
That we found. We feel like we're down in the subway riding with people
érezzük,
with genuine smiles.
Lennülünk a metróban, és that's, olyan emberekkel utazunk us. Együtt, akiknek őszinte a mosolyuk.
That's, you know, I want to read this because this is a little quote from
Dietrich
Bonhoeffer.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
I never knew him.
Soha nem ismertem őt.
I'm not that old.
Annyira még nem vagyok idős.
Listen to this. I just want to close with this.
Szeretném ezzel befejezni.
Because this is what we found.
Mert ezt találtuk.
Like, you know, in this ministry.
Ebben a szolgálatban.
Like this.
Ezt.
You know, we found. Thank God, we found a more excellent way.
Találtunk egy kivált képen való utat.
He said this. We may suffer the sins
lehet,
of our brother.
We do not need to judge. Miatt, de nem
this
kell,
is a mercy for the Christian.
A keresztények
for
számára.
When does sin ever occur in the community that he must not examine and blame himself
for
his own unfaithfulness in prayer and intercession?
Magát a saját hitetlenségéért és a közbenjárás hiányáért a testvérek felé való szolgálat hiánya miatt,
for his own personal sin and spiritual laxity, laziness, by which he has done injury to himself, to the fellowship and the brethren, since every sin of a member burdens and indicts the whole community, the congregation rejoices. Isn't that amazing? What we're rejoicing in? Am I reading that right?
Jól olvastam én ezt?
The whole congregation rejoices. Every sin of a member burdens and indicts the whole community. The congregation rejoices in the midst of all the pain and the burden that the brother's sin inflicts. But why do we rejoice that it has, we have the privilege of bearing and forgiving?
All right, you can be seated.
Foglaljatok helyet.
Prepare your hearts for our next portion. It's a great morning. Our next speaker, he comes from the land of Czech, the Czech Republic. He's served in Croatia, and now he and his family are building a work in Belgrade, Serbia. Pastor Tamás Bulacek.
Good morning, everybody.
Szép jó reggelt mindenkinek.
It's a great privilege for me to be here.
Nagy kiváltság számomra,
thank
hogy itt
you all of you for your prayers.
Köszönöm valamennyiétöknek az imáitokat.
And for this moment.
És aztán ezt a pillanatot.
I was told to introduce myself, but
azt
I was
mondták,
introduced already.
Mutatkozzam be, de már bemutattak.
But let's follow the rules.
De hát akkor kövessük a szabályokat.
My name is Tomáš Bulíček.
Tomáš Bulíček.
I am originally from Czech Republic, but I serve in Belgrade, Serbia.
Való vagyok, de Szerbiában, Belgrádban szolgálok.
Thank you all for your
köszönöm valamennyiatoknak a támogatásotokat és a segítségeteket, az imáitokat.
Because the work in Serbia,
mert a munka Szerbiában
it's because of you.
Ez miattatok lehetséges, úgyhogy nagyon köszönöm.
We are not doing it alone.
Nem egyedül csináljuk.
You are
tudjuk,
behind it.
Hogy ti vagytok mögötte.
And that's why the work is so
és ezért
easy and
annyira
beautiful.
Könnyű és
thank
gyönyörű a munka.
And
köszönöm.
Let's turn with me please into the book of Ezekiel.
És kérlek, lapozzatok velem Ezekiel
chapter 16.
Könyvében a 16. fejezethez.
We will start to read from the verse 37.
A 37. verstől fogjuk olvasni. Tehát Ezekiel 16:37.
Behold, therefore, I will gather all thy lovers, with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that thou hast loved. I will even gather them around you against thee, and I will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may see all thy nakedness. And I will judge thee as a woman that breaks wedlock, and I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy. And I will also give thee into their hand, and they shall throw down thy eminent place.
És adlak téged kezükbe, és leszakítják tetődet, és lerontják magaslataidat, és lehúzzák rólad ruháidat, és elveszik ékességeidet, és hagynak mezítelenül s ruhátalanul. És összehoznak gyűlést ellened, és megköveznek, és összevagdalnak fegyvereikkel.
Let's pray.
Imádkozzunk.
God,
Istenünk,
thank you, Jesus, that
köszönjük,
you have
Jézus,
a love, the more excellent way.
Hogy megvan nekünk a szeretet, a kivált képpen való út.
Bless these moments.
Kérünk, hogy áld meg ezeket
speak
a pillanatokat.
Us,
szólj hozzánk, szólj a szívünkhöz.
Reveal us your beautiful character.
Mutasd meg nekünk, jelentsd ki nekünk a te gyönyörű Amen. Jellemedet. Jézus nevében kérjük ezt.
Now,
Amen.
If you would turn with me, please, into the John
kérlek,
chapter 8.
Lapozzatok velem János 8-hoz.
Are well known with this story.
Jól ismerjük ezt a történetet.
A woman taken in adultery.
Ja, házasságtörésen ért asszony története.
Just let's quickly read it.
És olvassuk el gyorsan.
Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives.
Jézus pedig elment az
Olajfák hegyére. And early in the morning he came again into the temple.
Jó reggel azonban ismét ott volt a templomban. És az egész nép
hozzáméled.
És leülvén tanítja
valahogy. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman
taken in adultery. Akit házasságtörésen kaptak vala, és a középre állítván azt, mondának néki, Mester, ez az asszony tetten kapatott, mint házasságtörő. A törvényben pedig megparancsolta nékünk Mózes, hogy az ilyenek megkövesztessenek meg. De azért mit mondasz?
Verse 7. So when they continued asking
him,
he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Verse 9. And they, which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are your accusers?
Asszony, hol vannak azok a te vádlóid? Senki sem kárhoztatott téged?
Azt
pedig mondta, senki, Uram. Jézus pedig mondta neki, én sem kárhoztatlak, eredj el és többé ne vétkezzél.
Now, let's look a little bit at these verses.
Nézzük meg egy kicsit ezeket
a verseket. Let's look a little bit the powerful message of this story.
Nézzük meg egy kicsit ennek a történetnek a
John
8, üzenetét.
Verse 2. And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them.
János 8:2. Jó reggel, azonban ismét ott van a templomban, és az egész nép hozzám jön, és leülvén tanítja valójukat. Képzelj el egy Biblia órát Jézussal. Jézus tanít valamilyen témáról. Lehet, hogy a szeretetről beszél.
Marriage and faithfulness.
Lehet, hogy a házasságról és a hűségről, nem tudjuk.
But we know he's revealing his character through the word.
Hogy megmutatja az
you
ő jellemét.
You are in the Bible class with Jesus.
Igen, és ott vagy a
and you have expectation that you will learn something.
És az a várakozásod, hogy fogsz valamit tanulni tőle.
You are sitting in the temple.
Ott ülsz a templomban.
It's the holy place.
A szent helyen.
It's the place where everybody comes to worship.
Azon a helyen, ahova jön mindenki, hogy imádjon.
And you are listening to the voice of Jesus.
És Jézus hangját hallgatod.
But at the same time,
ugyanakkor,
as you sit and seek God,
ülsz,
and want to hear
keresed
from God,
Istent, és hallani akarsz tőle,
at the same time,
ugyanakkor,
along in other place,
egy másik helyen, ott van ez az asszony.
And she thinks nobody knows about what she's doing.
És úgy gondolja, hogy senki nem tud arról, hogy mit csinál. Valahol egy zárt ajtó mögött van.
She wants to have a pleasure. She wants to enjoy the
élvezetet akar, élvezni akarja a meghitséget, bár tudja, hogy bűnt követel.
But imagine the horror.
De képzeld el ezt a
when she is szörnyűséget,
amikor
verse 4 in the very act.
Azt mondja a negyedik vers,
the door is open and the Pharisees rush in.
And
the pleasure turns into this commotion. She is caught and ripped from the bed. And she is brought to the temple. We read it in
Ezekiel 16.
Her jewels were ripped off.
A ékszereit is leszették.
Her nakedness was exposed.
És megmutatkozott az ön mezítelensége.
Imagine the shame.
Képzeljétek el a szégyent,
the guilt,
a bűntudatot.
Things she wanted to do in secret,
az a dolog, amit a titokban akar tenni, most napvilágra került.
Imagine the eyes of the people.
Képzeljétek el az emberek szemét.
Imagine the students of Jesus.
Képzeljétek el Jézus tanítványait, hogy ők hogyan látták ezt a helyzetet.
Everybody was looking at her.
Mindenki őt nézte.
She was caught in the very act.
Tetten érték.
There was no way how to apologize this behavior.
Nem.
There was no way out.
Tudta kimagyarázni ezt. Nem volt kimenekedő.
She was just brought before Jesus.
És oda vitték Jézus elé.
And now they start to ask and they say.
És elkezdik kérdezni.
The Moses in the law commands us that such
should be stoned. Hogy az ilyenek megkövesztessenek.
Leviticus chapter 20 verse 10.
3 Mózes 20:10.
She should be stoned.
Meg kell, hogy kövezzék.
The law of Moses says it. The Bible.
Mózes törvény. A Biblia ezt mondja.
It's a death sentence.
Ez halálos ítélet.
Now you are the student and you are watching this.
Ott vagy
this whole scenario.
Jézus tanítványaként, és figyeled ezt az egész jelenetet.
Maybe the woman is weeping.
Lehet, hogy az asszony sír.
Maybe she is regretting what she has done.
Lehet, hogy megbánja a tettét.
Now she hears this sentence.
És most hallja az ítéletet. Megkövezés.
Death.
Halál.
It's over.
Kész, vége.
You know, people will say many things.
Tudjátok, az emberek sok mindent fognak
mondani. The Pharisees.
A farizeusok.
The culture says something.
A kultúra is mond
valamit. The religion speaks.
Vallás is beszél.
Manner.
A maga módján.
The society has a certain reason and standards.
Megvannak
the spirit of the age or tradition.
Elvárásai, régi hagyományok, a
korszellem. But it says here beautifully, the Moses in the law commanded us, but what sayest thou?
Megparancsolta nékünk Mózes, de te azért mit mondasz? És ez egy fontos dolog, hogy mit mond Jézus?
How does he?
Ő
explains the scriptures.
Hogyan magyarázza az írásokat?
There is the heartbeat of God in the scriptures.
Ott van Isten szívdobanása
az írásokban. We heard yesterday, last night,
the
written word kills, but the spirit gives life.
De a szellem életet ad.
We don't listen to the world. We do not listen to the religion.
Nem a világot hallgatjuk, nem a vallást hallgatjuk.
What does Jesus says?
Hanem azt kérdezzük, hogy mit mond Jézus.
This is a hopeless situation.
Ez egy reménytelen helyzet.
There's no way out.
Nincs kimenekedő út.
Jesus cannot break the law.
Jézus nem szeket el a törvényt. Törvény alatt van, azért jött, hogy betöltse a törvényt.
What can he do?
Mit tehetne?
But we see here.
De itt látjuk.
In verse 7. When they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast stone at her.
Verse 9.
They which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest. We see here the principle which is mentioned again in the New Testament, Romans 3:19.
The
law was given that every mouth
be shut.
They had to be quiet. Verse 10, when Jesus lifted up himself, he said, Woman, where are your accusers?
In the presence of Jesus,
the law shut the mouth of the accusers and they had to leave.
Where are your accusers?
In the presence of Jesus.
Hol vannak a te vádlóid Jézus jelenlétében? Csendbe kell, hogy maradjanak, és el kell, hogy menjenek.
All these strange and different voices.
Mindezek a különböző furcsa hangok.
Every mouth.
Minden száj bedugatik.
And then Jesus says.
És aztán Jézus azt mondja.
Nobody condemned you.
Senki sem kárhoztat téged.
Neither do I.
Sem.
Because Jesus saw the cross.
Mert Jézus
he knew why he came. He knew love, the more excellent way.
Miért jött, tudta, hogy a szeretet az egy kiváltképpen való út.
You know, the cross is the sign of love.
Nem a szív a szeretetnek a jele, hanem a kereszt.
The cross is the more excellent way.
A kereszt a kiváltképpen való út.
Where are your accusers?
Hol vannak a te vádolóid? Nincsenek.
We are in the presence of Jesus.
Jézus jelenlétében vagyunk, és bocsánatot
God bless you.
Isten áldjon benneteket. Jézus nevében.
Thank you.
Köszönöm.
Okay, would you turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 1 for the beginning of our message this morning.
We
heard Pastor Stan the more excellent way and his message has hit that target of when you in the spirit really sense that God's way is not man's way. And then Pastor Bilicek said that when the woman was taken in adultery by law, she should be stoned. But Christ had a more excellent way. He told her, where are your accusers? They are not here. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. The more excellent way. And all week I know that the Spirit of God will lead us in thinking in a more excellent way. So there are many ways, and I counted four this morning, and on our little icon here, this post, we have three different ways, right, on the sign. I want to think with you, how many ways are there by which a man could live his life? Turn to Isaiah chapter 1, please, and of course, verse 3, the ox knows his owner. All right, would you stand with me for a moment? We'll have a little bit of fun, maybe. The ox knows his owner. just to be refreshed and a little bit. The ox knows his owner. The dog knows his owner. Insects know where to go to find food and to build their homes. And birds know where to go. And animals know where to go and how to move. And a lot of animal life, insect life, bird life, reptile life they know. But man doesn't. So how many ways are there? All right, so verse 3. Read it with me, please. The ox knows his owner and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know. I want to give an answer to that. Do you know why, Lord, the ox knows his owner? Because he knows where he gets fed. Right? And how about people? How about people? We have a stomach, and oftentimes we follow our stomach. So just put your hands right on your belly. And just turn to your neighbor and say, oftentimes we follow our belly.
Okay?
That's how we live.
Okay?
That's how we live. You know, man is also sexual, and he follows his life based on sex. Then he loves power, and he pursues power. And what is it he doesn't pursue? They don't know me. They don't know me. They don't know my ways. But their ways are not my ways. But their ego, their belly, their sex drive, their lust for power, importance, recognition has brought them away. Verse 4. Read it with me, please. Sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. Why have we forsaken the Lord? Because you don't give us sex when we want it. You don't give us power when we want it. You don't give us food when we want it. So we find it ourselves. We find it ourselves. Use your arm like this and say to your neighbor, turn to your neighbor, we find it ourselves. We find it our. We know where to go to get it. We will find it ourselves. We do not know God and God's ways. Verse 4. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Verse 5 out loud. Why should you be stricken anymore? Stricken. Why should you be stricken anymore? We suffer. We suffer a lot. One of the ways that is man, one of these ways, I don't know if this is up there.
Yeah,
one of the ways, okay, good, keep it. Is paganism. This is the way of Romans chapter 1, 18-32. Men live in our history
történelmünk folyamán.
There was before Christianity in Europe and other parts of the world, paganism is doing it your way, having sex whenever you want to, raping and killing, building an army, a flotilla from Scandinavia, the Vikings conquering and plundering for 250 years in Europe. Paganism. That is, there is today now, like what is called sometimes, it is said so by philosophers, neo-paganism.
Neo-paganism.
We go back to doing whatever the drives in our nature, whatever we want to do.
So
verse 5 says, to the Jews, why should you be stricken anymore? You will suffer. You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint.
All right, you may be seated.
One of the ways that is not the more excellent way. There we have three ways that we will refer to for our thinking this morning. One of them is paganism. And when we read in the Jewish law, the Jewish law is the big step away from paganism. Turn to Leviticus 19 with me, please.
Lapozzatok velem 3 Mózes 19-hez, légy szíves.
Leviticus
3 Mózes
19. Oh, how I love thy law.
The psalmist said to me,
do you ever read the laws of the Jews? Do you know there were pagans in the time of Jesus that were drawn to Judaism? This is the second way.
Up with here,
Moses.
Law.
And I put here Leviticus
19
as an example. verse 3. You shall fear every man his mother
and his father and
keep my
Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God.
Turn you not unto idols,
verse 4,
nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord God. As you read the law about how a man in the family is not to be naked in front of his children. That's a law of Moses. But in the world of paganism, that didn't matter. But in the law of Moses, it did matter. In the world of paganism, you had different gods. But in the Jewish law, there was one God. And there was moral law. This is moral and monotheistic. One God. This is a better way. And there was a Roman soldier in the time of Christ, and he was converted to Judaism. And you have to ask the question, why would a pagan become a Jew? And how often did it happen that a pagan would become a Jew? Because, and this is just my suggestion and what I believe about it, because it's a better way to be a Jew. Because I'm tired of the idols. I'm tired of the immorality. I'm tired of the freedom to do anything I want to do and hurting people and offending people. But this is the world that this Roman soldier made a decision
that I would like to be a Jew
because I'm drawn to the one God idea, the God that I cannot see, the God that I don't know so much about, but he said, do this and don't do this and don't do this. And even regarding the sexuality issue, I'm drawn to that. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And that makes sense to me, to love my wife and respect my family and to have a family. It's a better way. So we have two ways now. Third way is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Turn there with me, please. In 1 Corinthians 12, we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit listed. And there are many of them here. And we know in our whole New Testament we have about, 19 gifts that are mentioned. And these gifts are very essential to church life. Discernment, wisdom, faith, miracles. We have tongues mentioned here. Interpretation of tongues. We have offices like apostles. Look at verse 28 of chapter 12. It says, God has set forth some in the church first, apostles. Why does he say first, apostles? Because in 31 he said, covet earnestly the best gifts. So this is probably in the same context, the best gifts are apostles. And the next word, secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. It seems that those are the best gifts, doesn't it? Doesn't it kind of make sense in the context that we are to covet those gifts that are the best? They are leadership gifts and also teaching gifts. Those are great gifts. So we could say this is our way of life in the Christian church is when the best gifts, the teaching gifts, are desired. It says, covet them earnestly. To actually want to have the gifts. And as we go down the list here, verse 28, it says, after that, miracles, then the gifts of healings, helps, governments. You know, we have a lot of those gifts operating in the churches worldwide. That's how the churches exist, by these beautiful gifts that God has given to the body members of those churches. Those churches have programs. Those churches organize themselves. Those churches pay bills. Those churches raise money. Those churches build buildings. Those churches fund publications and distributions of literature. Those churches are entities of groups of people that have spiritual gifts that are operating and are very valuable and useful. And he says, covet earnestly the best gifts so that the churches will be operating and functioning. I want to put down here, maybe just for number three here, this word. I hesitate, but I think you'll get the idea. Just say typical. Typical, I misspelled it. Typical. Typical Christian living. Gifts of the Spirit, operation of God, men and women getting along with each other, operating together. We could say that it is It is spiritual and it is also like when things are going well, it's kind of like maybe we could say typical. We get along with each other, we're not fighting with each other, that we're kind of understanding, things are clicking along, we're firing on all cylinders. It's a beautiful thing to be in a church that is healthy and we could say kind of like spiritually normal. But I want to say something. It's not the excellent way. It's very good. And God is in it. But Paul takes us to a place which he calls the more excellent way. It's extremely unusual, the more excellent way. It's what we could say. Typically, naturally, it's kind of rare, not that common, it's seldom. I don't know, actually, I don't really can't prove that, but I kind of understand what he's saying. It's a way that is, as nobody could do this, nobody could do this, only God and the Holy Spirit could do this. Well, hasn't God given the gift of apostle? Like in the first century, in our church, we don't say that that gift is given today because we don't want to be misunderstood. And in one sense, we don't believe that. Apostles are given as those first 12 that were given, as we've explained before. So don't get tripped up on what I'm saying. But apostleship is the first and the greatest and the best, okay?
But that's not even enough.
To be an apostle, you may be, you could become, we as body members using all of us, in whatever function you have, as an effective servant, you and I could become offended, confused. Paul and Peter.
Pál és Péter.
Paul and Barnabas.
Pál és Barnabás.
We could get hurt and offended. We could be a prophet, a teacher, an apostle, and still not understand this excellent way. That's what I'm saying. It's a unique thing to love like God does. And we're always wanting to know about it and learn it. So look at verse 31. Covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet, meaning, it's because you have the best gifts doesn't mean that you know this. And yet, I show you a more excellent way.
Do you see that? Verse 31.
Covet earnestly the best gifts. What are they? First, apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, then governments, gifts of healing and helps, and so on, and you want those things, and yet, you may not have the excellent way. You might be used of God in a church, you might be high in the hierarchy of the Presbyterians, or the Baptists, or whatever group you are in, and yet not have the more excellent way. You can be a Greater Grace pastor, Greater Grace missionary, and yet not have the more excellent way. It's beyond our reach. It's above on the top of the refrigerator when you're 7 years old and you're trying to reach for the chocolate up there that your mother hid from you.
Amit az anyukád elrejtett.
You can előled. You touch it and you push it back further. You
go, oh, megérinted, oh, és még hátrébb.
Oh, I can't get it.
Oh, yeah,
if you think you got it, if you think you got it, then you don't know what we're talking about. Guys, you don't have it. You and I don't have it. You might be a great man or woman of God, and that is amazing. We praise God for it. But have you found the more excellent way? You know, this is what he's going to say in chapter 13. Yeah, great that the gifts are, you got a typical church. But have you taught the people in the church this crazy love that is God? How much does God forgive? All the, every day I counted, like 18 million people in New York City, and probably all of them are swearing and cursing God day and night. Not all of them. Pastor Sterling is not doing that. Day and night, day and night, cursing and swearing, Almighty God,
you know,
billions and billions of people for centuries and centuries through history. And God is love. God is not easily offended. God is kind. God is a giver. God forgives and forgives and forgives. I need to learn the more excellent way. Look up at our screen here. First way is paganism. Take it for a while. Go ahead. Live like a pagan. When you're finished, I hope you will get finished with it. The risk is you may not finish with it. It'll keep a hold on you. You'll live in your lust and your passion, your unbelief, your hatred, your skepticism, your jealousy, and your envy. Enjoy your self-life for the short time you have on the earth. It is not a good way. And a Roman decided that in the Gospels. We read, he became a Jew. I am sick of the paganism. I'm sick of it. I believe these people have something. I like their morality. I like their teaching. I like the law. I like what they say about the stranger and the foreigner and how they harvest in their fields and leave the corners for the homeless and the people that are starving. I like that idea. The pagan is drawn to morality. The pagan is drawn to something like that makes sense since written in our hearts, it says in Romans 2, 14 and 15. And then I hear about Jesus, as Pastor Bulicek said. I come to Jesus. I am saved and born again, and I find the spiritual life. I have gifts, and I find to live in a typical church life. I enjoy the teaching, and I enjoy the love, and I find the wisdom, and I find the grace, and I enjoy that. And if somebody hurts me, and now I cannot handle it, somebody in the church offended me. Somebody in the church borrowed money and didn't pay it back. Somebody in the church lied to me, and I can't handle it. And I just get so angry and frustrated, and I just say typical with the gifts of the Spirit that are in the church and the ministry. And listen, we have some charismatic churches in our city of Baltimore, and you know what happens? They split. They're charismatic, and the Pentecostal churches, they have this characteristic, they have the Spirit, they love Jesus, they follow Jesus, and they believe in Jesus, and they look for the miracles, and the gifted people, and the prophet, and the powerful preacher in the prayer meeting. But what is lacking? Why do they split? Why do they fight? Why do they disagree? Why can't they get along? They have the Spirit of God, don't they? What's missing? Teaching on the excellent way. The doctrine of God and the nature of God. Yeah, he offended me. He shouldn't have done that. By the way, one of the problems in the Moses books, the law of Moses, is this whole sense of justice. And by the way, it is in the third way too. In the church, we are looking for justice. And if you look for justice, you haven't found the excellent way. Because if God was a God that was dealing only with justice, I don't think any of us would be here today. I think it would be over. I think, but he is not only a God of justice, but he is a God of mercy and grace. And that God is love, and he is waiting for the judgment day, one day when things will be put in order. But until then, he is very patient, because that is the nature of God, and that is the excellent way. So, that's basically our message today. Just to whet our appetite, to realize that a lot of people are living, to be honest, a lot of them are living in way number one here, paganism. A lot of people live in way number two, and then a lot of people are living in way number three. And I am one of them. But I have to learn when I get hurt. I have to learn love. When I want to quit, I have to learn what love is. When people take advantage of us, we have to learn what love is. When people are not understanding you or take advantage or they hurt you, you have to learn love. Pastor Ray here has a ministry to the homeless, and we have this ministry in our church here called the Midnight Express. It's a van that we have in the parking lot, and he fills it with food and blankets and water, and he goes to the homeless people with a team and just opens up the back of the van and gives out. And I was thinking about having a homeless person having this attitude. Hey, Ray, you got to give me one of those blankets because you're out here to give stuff away, and you got to give me one. And you got to give me a sandwich, and you got to give me, and you got to do this for me because you're a servant of God, and your church has made this happen, and you got to do that for me. And yeah, I got an attitude. You're going to give it to me or not? And I asked him one day, "What do you do with those people?" He said, I give it to them.
Mit csinálsz az ilyen emberekkel? Azt mondta, hogy odaadom nekik, szeretem őket.
They're taking advantage. They may be deceitful. They may be lying. They may be cheating. Whatever. Isn't this the nature of the what we're talking about? That we are living in a world that is not just, and that the living God dwells in you and me, and we must learn love. Learn what grace is. Learn to serve. We have to learn to forgive. We have to learn a more excellent way. We have to learn to go when nobody cares about God is going. We have to learn to live before God when nobody's watching. We have to learn to suffer when others don't understand us. We have to learn a more excellent way, a way that is not taught in the school. They will teach in the school way number one, two, and if it's Christian school, they'll teach number three. But where will I go to learn an excellent way? Where you never really lose, you always gain. Though actually you lose, but what you lose doesn't really matter because it's just a platform for me to gain the real thing that will never be taken away from me. Let's learn who God is and let's learn what love is.
Hogy mi a szeretet.
For God is love.
Mert Isten a szeretet.
Okay. Is that good?
Jó ez.
Amen. Would you pray with me, please?
Kérlek, imádkozzatok valam.
Lord, though I have to speak with the tongues and men and angels, and I don't have love,
it's just sound.
Do I have to have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries? And I have all knowledge and I can remove mountains with an amazing faith like the charismatics and the greater grace people, we all teach it. That with great faith there could be healing and miracles and the moving of mountains. But if I don't have love, it profits me nothing. Teach us love, Lord.
Taníts minket szeretetre.
We have it. All of us have it.
Valamennyünknek megvan.
By the Holy Spirit.
Szent Szellem által.
We just simply have to learn.
Egyszerűen csak meg kell tanuljuk.
To process our trouble.
Hogyan dolgozzuk fel a
bajunkat. And learn to love.
És meg kell tanulnunk
szeretni. Like you love us.
Úgy, ahogy te szeretsz minket.
In Jesus' name, thank you for this week together. We have come here by faith, and we are finding love. This is the excellent way of life. Some have marriage troubles or financial or home troubles or addictions or burdens or bondages and plaguing trouble. Teach us the excellent way, Lord, in life, the more excellent way. Teach us, Jesus, in your name. Amen.